Richie Barnett's been kind enough to join us as well. Look, we're talking sport, but also we're talking mental health. And the two can't be separated from each other. There are some people who have had mental health issues from the sports sector who have been brave enough to speak of those challenges. And at the same time, we're talking as well about ongoing effects of concussion that weren't noted in generations past. Richie B's had some involvement with mental health issues for some time now, and he's a long-time broadcaster and international sportsman, but it's very appropriate that we talk mental health issues from a sporting perspective as well, and I thank my friend for joining us for a kōrero on that front. Richie, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale.
Richie, the pressures on sports people are well noted, but it takes bravery at times to speak of mental health and how difficult being a high-profile athlete can be. I can't help but think of Paul Fitzwater, who our colleague in our nighttime talkback show spoke with during the week. The realities of his life of being sexually abused as a kid, and the impact that that's had on him. You two are working with Mike King. There's a lot of mental health kaupapa in your everyday work as well. Talk with us about mental health and sport for a moment, please.
Yeah, sure, Dale. You know, obviously being involved in sport and the pressures of sport, but there's also an underlying issues and past experiences that come in into the mix. And I think, you know, sport, whilst there is a lot of pressure, there's also other elements that individuals are dealing with, you know, their home life, their past experiences, financial relationships. They all come under the umbrella, and they do all have an impact. And if we do look across the board, we find that it's not only one or two things, it's a myriad of things that really brings a lot of people to a place where they have to get away from, I guess, the everyday life. And the best way that most of them would use is to use alcohol or drugs to suffocate it, to remove themselves away from the norm. Mike King is a perfect example of that, and he's leading the way, and we need to normalise and have an open discussion about mental health, because it's a vulnerable state for most men to talk about, because they feel it's they're not a man, they feel powerless, they're not in control, but we have to openly talk about it. It's our right to normalise this and open discussions, and it's a blessing to be on your station today, Dale, to have more conversations around this, because it's very, very important.
Thanks, Richie. For us guys too, obviously in our New Zealand culture, you're sort of the generations that we grew up into, you know, you're supposed to be sort of pretty stoic and not show emotion. Fortunately, that seems to be changing, and our willingness now to try and share how we're feeling. We haven't been great at it, Kiwi blokes, but with guys like Mike, like Paul, John Kerwin, and many others, we're starting to free up a little bit more and start to speak about the realities of our emotions. How important is that, do you think, for guys?
Massive. I've always been a believer in being emotional, because I think it's very healthy to tell or expose how you're feeling at one time. It's really healthy. If you're holding in emotions, it's not good. They're there for a reason. You know, every emotion has a reaction, and it's telling you something. There is a call to action from emotions. It's telling you something to either keep yourself safe, or in a comfort zone, or to suppress it, or stay away from it, is probably not going to solve the issue itself. It's there for a reason. So I think Kiwis are getting better at it. More conversations around it's important. I think it's our duty too as parents we're evolving, I think, because the knowledge that we have now is great. You know, and as parents, we have to dig deep, because the stats are not great in terms of mental health and wellbeing. It's really, really bad at the moment. And I think the more open discussions as a parent we have with our kids, that is the starting block. It happens at your own place, asking quality questions to your kids, about how they're going, and just not, because it all seems from surface point of view in everyday life that your kids are going well, but they're actually not, you know, and we're not asking the appropriate questions at the time. So that, it starts at home. That'll be the first place to start.
Also, mate, you know, we know as, well, used to be young guys, you're a bit younger than me, that physical exercise and exertion was one way to refresh the body, refresh the attitude. Of course, we've been locked down, haven't we? So kids haven't been running around. They haven't been meeting up with their mates and kicking a ball or playing in organised sports teams. And so, and that's also applicable to adults as well. So the lack of physical exercise and sporting opportunities during the COVID lockdown surely would have exacerbated mental health issues as well.
It certainly has. I think that's certainly one of those areas where movement is so important. We know that from a physiological point of view, moving your body has ramifications around mental health and well-being, increasing your endorphins, feeling good about yourself. And the other thing that's probably more important than physical activity is the actual fact of connection with humans. That is a human need that we all want and desire. And so that is probably one of the elements where people are suffering, and that is probably a telling or a challenging time for everyone. Everyone in their right mind, we're primal days. You know, everyone, we're based in groups. That's how we operate as humans. And so that's been taken away from us. So that's a clear indicator that people are struggling with, not having that connection, that friendship, the open discussions, the laughter, the camaraderie, all those sort of things really do have an impact.
Thanks for sharing some cordial with us about that. Let's be mindful, everyone, of the emotional struggles, the mental health struggles that many people are facing in this situation.